We are here at the World Agricultural Forum, World Ag Congress, and with me is Kathy Moulton, who is the newly announced CEO of the World Agricultural Forum. And Kathy, why don't you tell me just a little bit about what the World Ag Forum is, first of all?
Well, the World Agricultural Forum is a neutral forum to bring global leaders together to discuss critical issues of feeding the world's growing population.
And tell me just a little bit about this year, what kind of attendance you have, and what you think about how the Congress is going this year.
Okay, the Congress this year, we have about 260 registrants. We wanted to keep it a little bit smaller than that, but a little bit oversubscribed, but that's, I guess, good. The Congress this year, the theme is food security and looking at financial, trade, and technological strategies for addressing the issues related to food security. I think that the feedback that I've been getting so far is the participants feel the panelists have been outstanding. The discussions have been robust and some pretty innovative ideas and concepts coming out of those.
Now, how many countries do you have participating in the Congress?
Yeah, I would say there's at least 20 different countries represented.
And you have a variety of topics. You said you're focusing on certain things, but some things just keep coming up and up and up. Sustainability is probably the main word I've heard uttered over and over and over again. How is an organization like the World Agricultural Forum, how do you hope to keep that conversation going, to help people work together to develop a good working definition of sustainability and help that being worldwide something that people can use in agriculture?
Well, I think the interesting thing that that we have heard is regarding this term sustainability is that with the different nationalities and the different cultures that are represented here, it does mean something different to different people. And I think that there is agreement, however, that the term sustainability in the environmental sense is too constraining and that we have to look at agriculture in the sense of sustainable business, meaning it has to be economically or financially sustainable. It has to be socially sustainable. It has to be environmentally sustainable. So we need to embrace each of the triple bottom line, as we can call it. And so as we look at developing a more integrated, interrelated agricultural systems around the world, that we do keep in mind each of those different concepts of sustainability. For a very poor subsistence farmer in Africa, economic sustainability is their primary concern. For major corporations who are doing business around the world, all three are of a requirement to do business anymore. And so depending on what perspective you're coming at the term with, I think all have to be considered.
Well, speaking of major corporations, you've got quite a few corporate participants in this Congress, all the way from food manufacturers themselves as well as the input manufacturers for agriculture. How are these groups working together, do you think, for the benefit of agriculture and feeding the world?
Well, I think that a lot of the multinationals have some very innovative working models on in different world areas that are working. And what we hope to be able to do is bring them together to some of the developing country areas to help replicate some of those models and look to scalability for enhancing the small farmer and to bringing them into a sustainable wage through agriculture. And one of the ahas, I would say, coming out of this Congress is that the need for that corporate business-minded approach to a lot of the development concepts that are on the ground working in developing countries needs to be further developed to create the scalability and the economies of scale that are required to feed the world's growing population.
Now, we had a little press conference this morning. We talked about the importance of St. Louis and specifically, but Missouri in general and the Missouri-Illinois area in terms of agribusiness, in terms of bioscience and being a leader in agribusiness globally. Can you touch on that a little bit about why this area in particular is such a really important area and such a good area to have a Congress like this?
Well, we do have in St. Louis, we do have the National Soybean Association or American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers. We do have Monsanto. We do have Anheuser-Busch InBev, which a lot of people don't look at, but that is a, you know, agriculture is a very critical component of their business. We have Nestle, Purina, who also the inputs come from the agricultural sectors. So we do have, and then we have the universities and we have the plant sciences. It is just a plethora of intelligence and experience in agriculture. And then when you consider the amount of production surrounding us that occurs in the United States, and then you look at the Mississippi River and the barge operations that occur. I think it's the second largest inland water port in the world for agricultural products. It is a very important region. We have the assets right here, and so it's a natural fit to have the World Congress here in St. Louis.
Another company that's been very involved is Novus International. How has Novus been involved in the World Agricultural Forum and the Congress?
Well, Novus is headquartered here in St. Louis, and they have become a very good partner of the World Agricultural Forum, and they utilize the World Agricultural Forum to bring in a lot of their customers and to inform and educate their customers as to the larger issues regarding agriculture. They are in a certain sector of the agricultural industry, looking at the livestock and animal protein end of things. But again, it's all, you know, the inputs come from grains, which impact their business. They're in the amino acids development side. So it's all interrelated. And so they come to learn as well as educate a lot of their customers.
Well, getting back to you, Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your new position as CEO.
Well, I've been with the World Agricultural Forum now for about 10 years. I came out of Monsanto, was in the sustainability division, I think, long before sustainability was, I think we were ahead of our time then, and have an environmental background behind that, geological engineering. And I left Monsanto to stay home with my kids and then met Leonard Guaria, who was the founder and the visionary of the World Agricultural Forum. And I really embraced his passion and his vision for what he wanted to do with this organization, because in my role in Monsanto, I saw the gaps that existed within the agricultural value chains and the associated sectors, the NGOs and the governments, and the barriers to communication and understanding and trust that existed. So I really embraced his vision for what he wanted to do with this organization, and so joined before the first World Congress in 1999 and have been with the organization ever since. And so my role going forward is to take the organization from having congresses in St. Louis every year out into the regional areas around the world to better bring the solutions and the innovative ideas that are working in one area and seeing if we can replicate those in different areas.
Our audience, AgWired, is primarily agri-marketers, agribusiness. For those people who may not be involved in World Agricultural Forum, is there a way for them to be involved, people who are in agribusiness? How do you get your funding? How can people become involved in World Agricultural Forum?
We are funded from a mix of we have corporate partners as well as foundation funding. So it's a mix, probably 50-50 of both. And so anybody who wants more information, our website is www.worldagforum.org. They can learn more about us. We have an active blog on the website that they can interact on, and they can also, you know, call us at any time, and we can get them additional information and talk about how they might want to partner with us in any area.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy, and it's been a pleasure here at the World Ag Forum. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.